You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. You have tuned in now to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. We've tuned into his frequency today. We're going to hear a word from God today. Lord God, I pray right now, Lord, minister to everyone who has tuned in here today because they want to hear a word from you. Speak to each and every person that's got their dials tuned in now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. New study, or actually same study, the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 11 today. This is something I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. Looking at the two witnesses, this is such an important study. We're going to continue it Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a Wednesday night service this week. We generally don't have them right now, at least up until the end of the summertime, but we are this week. We're going to look at everything I didn't have time to look at on this sermon. But here today, this will be the first part of this message that'll play, 3 or 4 days. The two witnesses, two mysterious men, are going to show up in Jerusalem and preach Christ. That's what we're looking at here today. If you'd like the entire message, you can send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com, or check out the website, wgodradio.com.
My wife likes to leave me notes in my office. She left me a note there over the weekend that said, I love you, and it said, hashtag wifey. She got a shirt that says that. You know what hashtag is? It's that Twitter thing, hashtag, the pound sign. Hashtag wifey. So I go and I move it, look out of the way, and underneath that is another one that says, me too, hashtag deacon. I see a t-shirt coming there, hashtag deacon. And I appreciate that very much. Had me in tears. It just hit me the right way at just the right time this morning. And I appreciate that very much. Little things just sometimes mean a lot. We're in Revelation, moving right along in our verse-by-verse study in this book. I'm shocked at how easy to understand this study has been. At least easy to understand the important things. Am I right? I mean, we haven't left here yet, scratching our heads any week yet. We're at an interlude between the sixth and the seventh trumpets. Last week we heard it said, in Revelation 10:7, but in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Everyone remember, that's where we left off last week. The last trumpet, the mystery of God is done. We're promised. Okay, now in the meantime, we're about to run into two mysterious witnesses for God. We're in Revelation chapter 11. Now remember, some awesome angel instructed John to eat the scroll that was in his hand. And he did, and he was told that he had more prophesying to do. Chapter 11, verse 1 starts with the word then. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. the altar, and those who worship there. Very instructive verse. The temple of God is already built before the two witnesses appear. So John's instructed to go and measure the temple of God. Paul wrote that the Antichrist, or the man of sin, would sit in the temple. He wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, the day of Christ will not come. The day of Christ is the rapture, the good day, the day of Christ. The day of Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The Lord Jesus Christ wrote, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, we believe that's the temple. Bill Steinbrook told me on the phone Friday, there's people all over looking for this rebuilt temple. All these Christians have showed up in Jerusalem, waiting for this temple to be built. We believe this is to be taken literally, and we're looking for the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. So, no temple, no witnesses. No temple, no Antichrist in authority yet. He might be here, living in the White House, or in Jerusalem, or somewhere else, but he's not in authority yet, because he's going to sit in the temple as God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 2, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. So the Gentiles will have dominion over Jerusalem for 3.5 years, we read here. Now Jesus said this in Luke 21. He said, these are the days of vengeance, that all things written may be fulfilled. But woe to those that are pregnant and those with nursing babies in those days. There will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and they'll be led away captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. It's Luke 21, 22. Very important. Notice the similarities between these two verses. We looked at it before, remember, when we compared seeing something from up in heaven and down below. Look at these two key words, trampled and underfoot. Trampled and underfoot. Revelation 11, 2. Leave out the court that's outside. Do not measure it. It's been given to the Gentiles. They will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Now listen to what Jesus said. Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Do you see the connection? They're both talking about the same thing. And this, blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. This is what you need to grasp here today. In every reference to Gentiles, you see that their days are numbered. In every reference to Gentiles, their days are numbered. Whether it's Revelation 11, 2, their days are numbered. They're coming to an end in 42 months. Whether it's Jesus speaking on Luke 21, Jerusalem's trampled by Gentiles until only a certain period of time. The Apostle Paul, the third witness, blindness, Greek word parousis, has happened to Israel until The fullness of the Gentiles has come in. I've said before what I believe what that means. There's a number known only to God of Gentiles. Once that number is hit, wham, that's it. Door is shut. Like you read about in Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 13, 24. The time is coming where God's going to shut the door. And many will try to get in, but will not be able. Revelation 11, 3. I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth. Remember, Jewish calendar has 360 days on it. Not 365 and a quarter. What they do is they make up a whole month. They have a 13th month every so often to make up for their calendar being 5 days shorter and 5 1/4 days shorter than ours. It's 360. 1,260 days is 3.5 years. This period of time is the same as verse 2. 42 months is 3.5 years. 1,260 days is 3.5 years. Even, did you know you can find this in the Old Testament as well? Let's turn there. Daniel chapter 7, if you'd like to turn there. Speaking of the Antichrist, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. It says, he, that's Antichrist, he will speak great words against the Most High, and he will wear out the saints of the Most High. And he will think, or he'll try, to change times and laws. They, that's the saints, they will be given into his hand for a time and times and the dividing of time. A time, times, that's two, and the dividing of time, that's one cut in half, that's 3.5 years. Even Daniel said the same thing. They will be given into his hand for a time and times and a half a time. Here's another place, too, in Daniel chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. So one person, one, said to the man clothed in linen who was on the water, this man was walking on the water, whoever he was. And someone asked him, they said, how long will it be until the end? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and he swore by him that lives forever and ever, that it'll be a time, times, and half a time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Exalted, he is exalted.